Welcome to our podcast for generations in family business, past, present, and future. Our hosts for this podcast are myself, Tim Schuster, and I'm a manager in the Center for Family Business Excellence. And our other host is...
Hi, I'm Matt Kersner, and I'm a senior manager for the Center for Family Business Excellence.
And to continue on our conversation, Matt, you know, a major philosophy of the center is our strategic roadmap, where, you know, Matt and I have been taking each step for the roadmap and breaking it down for our listeners. Our last podcast, we discussed the mission of an organization, and this week we're going to discuss our core values. So, Matt, can you tell us or can you define for us what are core values?
Yes, Tim. Core values are the fundamental beliefs of a person and an organization. Mm-hmm. And the core values are guiding principles that help dictate that can help people in organizations understand the difference between right and wrong in the core values. They can help the company move in the right direction.
Makes sense. Keeping things kind of on a train and moving in that direction. You don't want to go backwards.
That's correct.
Ideally.
Correct.
Can you give us some examples of core values?
Sure. Some examples of core values. They're critical words that could help, like I mentioned, guide you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So some of them are dependability, reliability, loyalty, commitment, open-mindedness, mm-hmm. consistency, honesty, you know, family, mm-hmm. patriotism.
Oh, that's a big one.
Right? Efficiency, innovation, right? These are great words. Creativity and compassion, motivation, respect, education, and service to others.
Well, Matt, I really appreciated that list. You know, out of curiosity, and I think our listeners are interested as well, what are your core values?
Yeah, it's great. And I think it's important for individuals within organizations and departments to actually understand what drives them as a person working for that. So, and it's something that you think about. My core values for me is education, mm-hmm. professionalism, integrity, teamwork, compassion, fitness, family, loyalty, mm-hmm. humor, and gratitude.
See, I think that defines you to a T. I like that.
Yeah,
that's great. You know, how often do you need to review core values as an organization?
Yeah, it's very important that you look at your core values at least once a year, mm-hmm. just to make sure that they're lining up to the mission statement, because that really drives creating the mission statement mm-hmm. when you're putting these together. So I would say at least once a year. They should be reviewed by, you know, the leadership, or if you're doing it for your department, you mm-hmm. should look at it for your department just to make sure they're aligned.
Makes sense to me. Yeah. Keeping the organization moving along. Yeah. So I know that before we recorded this today, you wanted to kind of walk our listeners through a core value exercise.
Right.
And I know I had the opportunity to kind of put some of mine down together. So do you want to just walk us through kind of how that works?
Yeah, that's great, Tim. So, you know, I usually do an exercise. I call it the Titanic, mm-hmm. right? And think of the Titanic, the ship, and we all know what happened to the Titanic.
Unfortunately.
And, you know, let's say, for example, you were going to put your core values together and you're going to create your list similar to what I did.
Yep.
I always say that you should prioritize them and really focus in on that one core value that could really be the motivation to move you forward, move the department forward. Mm-hmm. And I always say it starts with you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do this exercise.
Sure, that'd be great.
So do you have, let's say I gave a full list and I know I asked you to put some together. How many did you put together?
I put down five. You know, we want to just kind of keep it consistent and short for the listeners just to kind of get a gauge.
Okay, great. So why don't you tell the listeners what your five are?
Sure. So my five are family, career, dependability, loyalty, and community involvement.
Excellent. So with this exercise, you know, we just got the word that we just hit the iceberg and we have this lifeboat that you can go on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because we have to get the women and children on, right?
Yes.
And
they're always first.
They're always first. Always first,
sure.
Right? Always first. But, you know, you're allowed to bring, you know, only four of your core values.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to drop one. You can only fit four core values. What are your four core values that you can bring out?
Based upon my list, I would say we're going to go with the first four. Just because when I was thinking about this myself, you know, I always want to kind of list things in order of importance. So I would say family, career, dependability, and loyalty would be them.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So, you know, I actually just got word from the captain that you can't bring four. You can only bring three.
Okay.
So now you have to drop one of those.
Okay.
Right? So what what are your top three?
So I, like I said before, I'm going to keep it consistent just because I think that how I listed them would be what I would deem to be the most important. Mm-hmm. So family, career, and dependability.
Okay, great. So, you know, actually, I fibbed. You can only bring two.
Oh, okay.
So you have to drop another one.
Okay. In that case, then I would say family and career would be the most important.
Okay, great. So family and career. Tell me a little bit about family and career. Why did you choose those two?
Sure. I think that there's a good balance that you can strike between family and career. I always take an approach that your family is probably the most important thing to you. Mm-hmm. I'm a big family man myself. You know, we always travel together. We do as much as we can together as a family because at the end of the day, they're the ones that are going to be for you there the most.
Yep.
In my career, I take that as, you know, super serious. You know, I want to get through and I love what I do, especially working for the Center of Family and Business Excellence.
Yep.
And also working in an accountant perspective too.
Sure.
So, you know, I like the idea of marrying the two and, you know, really working on that and just helping, and really it's helping out people. You know, I mean, that's what we do is helping out people. And I think that this is an opportunity to help out as many people as we possibly can.
Excellent. So I think you know where I'm going with
yes,
this.
Yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, I said you could bring two and those were two great ones that you mentioned and they're very important, right? And
mm-hmm.
you have to balance those two. But what happens if I told you can only take one?
So if I only can choose one, I would choose family.
Ah.
I think family is probably the most important value that I have.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Excellent. I think that was a very excellent, wise choice.
Appreciate that.
And you know, in the Center for Family Business Excellence, we actually balance the family needs and the business needs, mm-hmm. right?
Yep,
career
absolutely.
And family.
It's the most important things.
It was very good that you chose those two, but you actually chose family.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell my clients that family should come first.
I right? couldn't agree with you more.
Business is very important. Career is very important. But if you don't have that balance with your family, I don't think you can be happy at work.
I agree. I agree.
So I think that was good. I do that exercise. It, you know, obviously it's a lot longer when you do this and you really think through the definitions of each of those words and what they mean mm-hmm. to yourself, as well as when you're doing it for the department or the organization, you go through that. But when you do this exercise, you know, you really start thinking what's really important.
Right, exactly.
And then once you have that number one, right, that like family, that is your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And you work on that foundation and then you grow from there. And then, you know, the other four that you mentioned besides that family are just as important.
Absolutely.
But you're putting your priority together and that's your guiding principle.
Absolutely. You have to start with your base and then work your way up.
Yep.
Makes
great.
A lot of sense to me. I appreciate that, sir. So I just want to say, Matt, thank you so much for taking us through that exercise. And thank you for listening to Generations in Family Business, Past, Present, and Future, as part of the Eisen Ramper podcast series. Our next episode, we will discuss vision of an organization. If you have any questions or there's a topic you'd like us to cover, email us at contact@eisenramper.com. Visit EisnerAmper.com for more information on this and a host of other topics. We look forward to have you listen in on our next Eisner Amper podcast.